You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win is 2-1, Stephen Fletcher to score and Sunderland to win 33-1. Injury hit Arsenal. They lost Alexis Sanchez and Santi Cazorla in that match against Norwich last weekend. Wenger's admitted that he's unsure when Sanchez will return. Looks like Cazorla will be out for 3 months. Laurent Koscielny was also injured in that match, but he might be back for this game. Also, Theo Walcott might make an appearance for this one as well. Sunderland have won their last couple in the league, though, under Sam Allardyce. They're starting to there's a few signs that they might not be relegated.
They're starting to get a bit of a tune out of them. Yeah. Doing what Big Sam does, and that's, you know, turn teams around slowly but surely, like a juggernaut, aren't they? Just being turned round. But suddenly now you look at the table and you think, well, you know, if results went their way, they could climb above Swansea and Norwich this weekend into 15th spot. You know, it's early enough in the season that they can get a run going. You know, it's a tricky. I mean, Arsenal, geez. I mean, it's such a short price for a team you can't really trust. This was 0-0 last year at the Emirates. This game, I'm sure I've been tripped up on this game more than once, and I'm sure it's been a 5:30 kickoff more than once. In my mind, I remember this game being the last one on an ACCA that I needed, and it chinning me. I think they drew 0-0 a couple of seasons before. They did, actually. 2011. I think it would have been 2011. It's a weird one. There's been a lot of 0-0 draws at the Emirates going back to 2009.
Yeah.
There was one in 2011. There was a win for Arsenal in between that, by the way. And there have been two since then as well. It's a strange old fixture, this. Yeah, they drew 0-0 in August 2012 and 0-0 last in May as well.
14-1 nil-nil.
Oh God, you can't back Sunderland at 40.
It could be 0-0, 14-1.
I can't go for that. It's just,
I wouldn't put anybody off that.
Well, do you reckon?
I wouldn't put anybody off it.
Nothing about Sunderland makes. I know they've picked up a little bit, but Arsenal.
Hold on a second, Lee. You say that, okay? But you're forgetting the last two results. They played. Yeah. They've beaten Palace and Stoke. We're not talking about Bournemouth, Newcastle.
They've beaten those two teams to nil as well.
Yeah. And before that, they'd only lost 1-0 against Southampton.
I know. I know. Yeah, I get all that. It's just that I think. That they've been cutting out the silly mistakes. We talked about that before, and they have cut them out in those last two games. I just think that Arsenal will pose them more problems than Crystal Palace or Stoke did, and can they do that against an Arsenal team? I'm going to trust the instinct that tells me that Sunderland will do really well here, but I think they'll get beat in the end. I'm going to go for Arsenal to win an under 2.5 goals. Under 2.5 is 13-10, by the way, which is about as big as you really get for an under 2.5 in the Premier League, generally. But yeah, Arsenal to win under 2.5 goals. I think they might win it by a single goal, maybe two. 2-0. 12-5, that is.
12-5 Arsenal and under 2.5. Mr. McGovern.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sunderland to win with a two-goal start here is the same price as Tottenham are to win at West Brom. Now, I'd rather have Sunderland with a two-goal start here against an injury-hit Arsenal side who are convincing nobody at the moment. I think 2 points from their last three league games, Arsenal. That's the kind of run they're in, whereas Sunderland are going in the opposite direction. Two fantastic results and performances by them. Yeah, I know they're a distinctly ordinary side and nobody's going to say they're safe from relegation, but they're going the right way. They're keeping clean sheets under Big Sam, which is what, you know, he made no bones about that after that defeat against Everton. And Arsenal are not going to find it easy to break them down. Sunderland plus 2, 10-11, I think that's it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I like that. Sunderland plus 2 at 10-11 for Derek.
By the way,
Derek.
they're only 3 points longer, Sunderland, to win at Arsenal than West Ham are to win at Man United. Keep going back to that West Ham game, that West Ham price. I think it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.